Oh, sunshine. Why blind me?
Oh, ow. Ow. I got, it got me. I looked out the window right at it.
Oh,
because you did it, and I was like, well, I should try.
Yeah, now we're both gotcha.
just the right eye, though. It only got me in the right eye. Because it's, ow, I did it again.
How do you tell which eye?
Blink, 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 blink. You can see the after image of the sun in my right eye, but not when I blink my left eye.
Oh, I got me in both then. Boy, twice, because I got two spots. How did that happen? Ah.
You're doing it again!
Now there's three.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
Oh, and I'm his wife, Catherine. Please help.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This.
The sun is going down.
The sun is going down. It's quite late for the sun to go down. This is great news. The sun's staying up real late now.
Yeah, it's not down yet. It's 8:13.
Oh my God.
How are we
go to bed, sun!
How are we supposed to go to bed when the sun is still so high up there?
We're not. We're supposed to be up for at least 1 hour and 47 minutes.
Oh no.
So, Catherine. Last week, the big tweet of the week was my baby's butt, and I just wanted an update that my baby butt tweet, it is now at 25,000 likes. It got retweeted by the Twitter video account. I got a lot of tweets from people who are just strangers who were like, real good butt. High quality.
Oh, is your first baby's first objectification?
I know.
Wiggle, 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 oh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle butt. Wiggle, 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 wiggle,
it's
wiggle,
a real
wiggle
good
butt.
Wiggle butt. I've already planned to put this actually in my next Vlogbrothers video because I'm making a Vlogbrothers video about all of the things that are giving me respite. Right now, Catherine, people aren't going to be able to enjoy the part of the podcast where the cat is being weird because they can't see her.
I know, but...
So you just have to ignore it.
I can't. She's being so weird.
She's just being loud and here.
Okay.
Because this is what we do. We don't feed the cat before the podcast so that she can be here.
Cameo us, interrupt us.
I feel like that's a different thing. And then, Catherine, it's April 16th. We're headed back in the deep, dark days.
Oh, go back to the deep, dark days when it was still winter.
It was, yeah, April 16th when it was snowy and not 80 degrees out, which it felt like today. And the first thing I tweeted on April 16th of note, first, I'm congratulating the Crash Course Demon Thought Cafe on winning a Shorty Award, which is very exciting and a big deal.
I didn't hear about that.
And then I was filming Crash Course, actually, and I thought of this tweet. It's going to be really weird to watch Justin Bieber turn 60. And I feel like that tweet came in a different form that was a lot worse at first. And I had to work through it.
Be alive for that?
We'll probably be alive. We may be dead.
But I feel like we might not make it.
Well,
to watching
a lot
Justin
of people
respond 60.
To that responded to that tweet by saying that they didn't think Justin Bieber was going to make it. And I was like, dark.
Aww,
guys.
That's super dark.
You got to look at the mic when you're talking.
Yeah, that's super dark. Sorry, I was playing with the cat.
I know. One thing
hey,
at a time.
If you want me to do this, you got to accept me the way I am. This is the way. That this is happening. Guys, the sun is down.
The sun is down now. We can look at it and not hurt ourselves.
It's a beautiful golden glow, though. It's like orange over there. I love it. Anyway.
I remembered.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, so I was thinking to myself, we're going to talk a fair bit about growing older, about having seen the world for a while. And the thing that I was going to say is that, like, before you're our age... And this continues to be a thing. You have never seen people go from being young to getting old. Like, you could see pictures of people, you like Google, like, what did what did Hillary Clinton look like when she was a teenager?
Yeah.
But you never go from like knowing someone when they're a child to knowing them when they're an adult without having that also happen to you.
Yep.
And so now I can see all these people who are 40 who were teenagers, like Melissa Joan Hart would be a good example of a person who is now an adult human who was like a teen when she was my crush and I was also a teen.
Okay.
And now she has got like a bunch of kids.
Does she have kids?
Yeah, she's got a bunch. Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I don't know if she has a bunch of kids. She has when I found out how many kids she had seemed like a bunch. It may be two.
A lot. Just like the normal, fairly normal average, maybe a low number of kids for the number of kids that people have.
Gotta look it up. She got three. Three little boys.
Three, a whole three.
Tucker McFadden, Mason Walter, and Braden Hart Wilkersons. They're the Wilkersons.
They are the Wilkersons.
Yeah, and so I was trying to figure out a way to get into that, talk about that in a way that would be hashtag relatable to my mostly younger. The thing that I kept writing felt like it was like, you guys won't understand this until you're older.
Yeah, that's what every young person wants to hear from people that are older than them.
But I think it's kind of true.
It is the truest truth.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to hear it.
Absolutely true. And then I found I was sitting in the History of Science studio and thinking about Justin Bieber, and I found this actual Justin Bieber quote. This is not made up. I looked it up to make sure that it wasn't made up because it seems so made up. Would you like to read this Justin Bieber quote, Catherine?
Yeah, I also want to know if you made this meme.
No, the meme was made.
You don't need to go to church to be a Christian. If you go to Taco Bell, that doesn't make you a taco.
Got so many problems with it.
It's great. Well, it's really good.
It's like, well, but...
Let's not dissect it. Let's just leave it there. It's good. It's good. You got to go look at this meme, too, because he's like leaning up against a dirty concrete wall.
Yeah.
He's got on, you know, ripped jeans and he's wearing his...
Yeah.
The weirdest hat I've ever seen on a young boy.
Father Sarducci hat.
Yeah, like, what is this Italian priest's hat?
Yeah, Italian
that
priest
he's wearing.
Hat. It's the Father Guido Sarducci hat. That's absolutely what it is. I don't know. He pulls it off. A friend of mine said on Twitter recently something to the effect of, I always think that attractive people are defining really amazing things as fashionable. And then I realized that they can basically wear whatever they want and still look good.
Yeah.
That's how fashion gets defined. It's right. Like, look, I can wear this ridiculous, basically child's onesie. And look super hot in it. Not because the onesie is hot, because I'm just a hot person. And Justin Bieber's doing it right there with his plaid and his Father Guido Sarducci hat.
Yeah.
So we're going to do my first draft tweet right now because this one I wrote.
Boy, we haven't even left April 16th.
I know. Well, I think that this is now April 17th. Oh, and I woke up that morning and Twitter was down and I said, Twitter is down and I have no idea who to tell about it. And then I just saved that draft. Just wrote it in my Twitter app, couldn't send it, saved the draft. So there'll be other drafts later, and I just drafted a lot this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a new level of, like, dependency.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very weird.
Twitter's down. How do I tell everyone that Twitter's down?
I thought of a good
joke. How do I tell Twitter that Twitter is down?
I mean, that's, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to me, but and then I tweeted after it was back. Remember when Twitter was down? We all thought of a bunch of clever things to tweet about it, but then Twitter was down? The guy from Lore, the Lore podcast, Aaron Mankey, wrote me a tweet about Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim. He said that guy also believed that placing semen and blood in a hollow gourd and inserting it into a horse's uterus would grow a humanoid being called a homunculus.
Can't be right all the time.
But apparently a fair amount of Full Metal Alchemist is based on this guy.
Yes,
that's Hohenheim.
I did see a little bit of that referencing.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of science person that would inspire an anime.
Yeah. Well, he was definitely an alchemist. So here's a picture of Tyler Oakley and his friends at Coachella.
Coachella?
Coachella.
Knees.
Everybody's got them.
Just looking at those knees.
There's a lot of knees. They all, like, almost all of them have fanny packs. Maybe all of them do. But three of them have visible fanny packs.
Four
of them, of the five, have visible fanny packs. You're right. That one does have a fanny pack. It was just blending in with his shorts. That's my boys.
Really?
No, they're not my boys. I don't know any of them except for Tyler.
Oh, my God.
It looks like they had a great
they
time.
They look very festive.
Coachella.
Coachella.
That's how it's actually pronounced.
Coachella.
Yeah, everybody says it wrong.
Chur-chur.
Christine Seidelko said, so honored to have been part of the iCarly reboot. Hank Green, sorry I couldn't distinguish your real face from your Twitter icon. Did you watch this episode of This Might Get?
I sure did.
And? How did you do?
I didn't recognize Lisa Nova or Dax Flame either. And I definitely didn't recognize any of those noobs.
None of the new people?
Oh, man. There used to be like a way to become something on YouTube without having to be like one of the top gorgeous people in the universe. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore for the most part.
It can happen.
Yes.
But it is less likely now. But I mean, even back in the day, all of us were fairly good looking, right? Like me, right? What?
The one of you was you and John, I think, backstage after his most recent Turtles tour at Missoula.
Oh, weird.
Because I remember...
There was no backstage at the Missoula show.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, like, in the stairwell.
There was just a stairwell.
Yeah.
That led up to a coffee hut.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
I think it was those stairs.
We were in an underground lecture hall, and I went up the stairs, and there was a coffee hut, and I was like, I'm in the coffee hut.
I'm in the coffee hut. I'm underground.
I'm at the combination coffee hut and underground. And so I responded to Christine and I said, no problem, I'll just let my wounded ego fester until 6 months from now it explodes into a marvelous drama-filled public YouTuber feud.
Wee! It's the best way to do it.
I mean, we gotta get something going on, John. I'm talking to John now. He's listening, right? So we launched the new DFTBA logo and Rachel put up this picture of the new logo behind some curtains.
It's salacious.
Salacious.
I mean, it looks like it's gonna about to be just drop panties and just naked back there.
That's right.
Naked.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Something about that curtain is very suggestive.
She drew that curtain. She couldn't find it on the internet, so
it
she
looks
had to
like
draw
a
some.
Butt and two legs.
I will not be able to unsee that. Wow. Thigh gap.
It's like Aaron's pillow.
Oh, God, like Aaron's pillow. Don't explain it. Aaron's pillow.
I'm not gonna. There's gonna be a very, very, very
three
small
people.
You, me, maybe one other person. Listens to this podcast and...
Yeah, does the other thing that we're just gonna let it happen. Okay. And then...
like...
Taha did this. He brought the curtains out and he showed what it says.
Nice.
Yeah, because you can see the CE because it says since 2008 at the bottom of the logo and he just saw the CE so he wrote, nice. I mean, how much work did he put into that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says Hakuna Matata. The only possible explanation. Several other people had other explanations, but this was the best one. And I mean, when I showed it around... So we were like waiting and having our staff meeting while we were waiting to launch the logo. And I showed it to the staff. I don't know if anything has ever tickled them as pink as that did. They were so pleased. It was very cute.
You mean the DFTBA stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been reading the book Space Opera. And one of the great joys of being me and on Twitter is that when I'm consuming a piece of media that I really like, I'm able to sometimes reach out to the person who made that media and converse with them about it, which is, I think, probably in some ways a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like once people become people, it's a little less... A little less magical.
True.
Content can be a little less magical, but there was this early on in the book. There is a line. It says, "Leaving him to ponder the nature of xenomorphs and lagomorphs without his usual astringent sizzle." Lagomorphs being rabbits and xenomorphs being the aliens from the movie Alien, and it just worked. It worked real well. It was a really large section that, to me, led up to this very obscure joke that relied on you knowing what a xenomorph and a lagomorph was, which does not seem like a huge group of people. And so
I didn't know what a xenomorph was.
You knew what a lagomorph was, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that probably that was also the case for me. I had to have the xenomorphs a bit explained to me. And then she responded and said, "I try to make good words." And I said, "Try less hard. You're making everyone else look bad."
Aww.
And then I said, "Also, was that whole section constructed so that you could make a joke that only a few people would get?" And she said, "No." And this is so weird to like be able to see into someone else's process like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was just character building. And when I got to the end, the joke was there. And I knew a lot of people wouldn't know what a lagomorph is. But apparently, Catherine and I don't know what a xenomorph is. But it couldn't just leave that on the table, you know? Sarah says, "Hey, will you guys be reading iTunes reviews every week? Cause it looks like there's a few good ones on there."
Oh.
I said that I was going to do that, and then I didn't last week.
Okay.
So let's do it right now. Let's read one.
Yeah. "Yes, Please" by Room 521. "Hank and Catherine's chatter almost makes me want to interact with Twitter again, but really, this podcast is all the contact with that corner of the social internet that I need. I feel honored to get a slice of time from H&K each week. Maybe I should start a podcast with my husband so we can get an hour of face-to-face time once a week after the kids are in bed."
Accurate.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it face-to-face. It's like side-of-face to side-of-face to computer.
Yeah, put your side of your face right on the side of my face.
I mean, we could get two mics and just face each other.
Yeah, two mics. Why did you burp?
Because right when you did that. That's what happens when I look at you.
No, it's not.
I don't know, it just came out. It just happened.
Well,
thanks for that nice Twitter? Thanks for that nice podcast review.
Thank you
very,
for that.
Very much appreciated.
You can leave podcast reviews on iTunes, and maybe we'll read your podcast review, because eventually we'll get through all the ones that are currently up, because we're just going to make this podcast forever.
How do you find those?
I was actually confused about this, but there's only three show up if you go to the website for the iTunes thing, but if you go on the iTunes thing, there's a bunch more.
Well, you have to open iTunes.
You have to open iTunes,
computer.
And you can see there's like over 100 of them now, yeah. Which I did not realize. 50. There's 50.
Over 100. It felt like 100, but there were 50.
There have been over 100 reviews. But there are 50 that came with words. Probably a pretty good ratio. So, this is my second top tweet of the week, Catherine. Here's the thing that's pretty amazing.
Wait, what do you mean this is your second? You mean it's your second?
Second
most.
Yeah, this is my second two top.
Whatever.
Yeah. Here's the thing that's pretty amazing. I can say Severus Snape, and you're like, yeah, okay. But then I can say Snape, Severus Snape, and you'll be like, ... And then my mentions were just the word Dumbledore for days.
Yeah, I almost did it, and then I was like, no.
I don't really know why I did this. It seems like I made a mistake.
Well, because. You had that thought, and you're like, that's right. That's what happens. But this is the thing, though. This is the same thing as those memes where people cannot effing help themselves.
They can't help themselves.
And I was like, yeah, that's the response, but I don't need to tweet it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm going to be the only one doing it.
But there were lots of good not Dumbledore responses.
Well, fine.
Neil Cesariga, the creator of Potter Puppet Pals.
Good, good.
Said... Forget about your troubles in your 9-to-5. Just Snape along. So that's about as good as it gets. Snape, Severus Snape. Forget about your troubles in your 9-to-5. Just Snape along.
Oh my God. Oh no.
I've also included this in my, because it's just great. Somebody spray painted "She looked like art" on the ground, and somebody
so good.
MS painted in "She looked just like Bart."
Not your only Mabim Bam reference of the week either.
No, there's going to be a big
one. I guess that's
not
even Mabim Bam. That's just like McElroy. It's from Monster Factory.
That's from Monster Factory. Did you just call me a boob? When have you ever called me boob?
I don't know. I want to say dude, but then B started coming out. So I had to end it with a B too. Because I wasn't going to say booed.
Correct.
I'm happy to say we have no 2 or 1 star reviews on iTunes. Don't go put one on there now because I've said it. Oh, God, internet.
We've got 2 3-star reviews. You can you sort by least good, most critical? What's our most critical? A solid meh. Oh no, I don't know. I don't want to know. A solid meh.
That's how I feel.
This one's left by Catherine. Catherine left a review. It's April 18th. It was late at night-ish. I said, how often should I change my Twitter icon pick thing? Because I haven't changed it in like 5 years. But now I got a new one, and I think it will maybe last 25 minutes. Though I still have it up right now.
You sure do.
What do you think, Catherine?
I don't give a crap. What do you think I think? I think anything you can do to kill your Twitter is... I'm all right with that. Sync your Twitter. Sync your Twitter. Sync your Twitter.
So I'm having a friend of mine come over to take my author photo next week. And so I figured I would replace it with my author photo after I get that.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Since you're trying to write books and it's like... stuff.
Have some consistency there, maybe. I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah.
But it lasted more than 25 minutes, and people in general are very supportive. They love the new one because my nose is, you can see
right up it. And also, like, your glasses are real smudgy, and like the actual image is just kind of blurry. It's great.
It was really close up, so it's my camera wasn't able to.
It's like the worst picture you've ever taken of yourself, and I really like it.
I thought about it for a second, and the thing that I have had for a long time is an illustration done by, it's just some fan art. It's very good by an artist.
Yeah, it was great.
Named Harbeck.
It's very flattering.
And I also use it on my Facebook, but I just kind of felt a little bit like so serious. And I look at a lot of people's Twitters and I'm like, look at it, like how serious this photo is. Mm-hmm. About what are we saying about ourselves with these pictures? And I don't know. And I felt really rebellious for a moment. I was like, here's my frickin' nostrils.
I got nostrils, guys.
Here they are. April 19th. It seems likely to me that James Comey will be president in 3 years because, like, he is very tall. That's where I'm at, y'all. Are you paying any attention to James Comey this week?
He wrote a book.
He wrote a book.
He was all over the place talking to everyone.
He went on all the news things.
Yeah, that's all.
And I...
And honestly, like, how dare they?
How dare who?
All of the everyone's be like, come and talk to us, James.
That's how it works, man.
Come, James, come. come to us, James.
Come, James.
Come, James. James, James. James, come be friends with us, James. Would you like to sit on my lap, James?
I'll read your book and we can talk
James,
about
let's
your book.
Talk about your book and sell some books for you, James.
Jeffrey. Wait, James, Jeffrey, I'm confused.
I mean, James. James, can we move in together, James? James, I only have one bed, but it's king size. I just like, what? No, people should go away.
Yeah.
When they're done. And I'm done. I'm done with them.
Yeah, it's...
I'm done with that.
It's a lot. And like the thing I felt, even from the very beginning when he was
I'm okay discussing him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get...
Oh, yeah.
...to be there.
He totally does.
Yeah.
And he's totally going to be president in 4 years. Like, I don't know if he's actually going to run for president. It seems very likely to me. From the moment he, like, went after Hillary Clinton and then, like, 10 days later went after Donald Trump, he was... Basically, it looked to me like, I have now positioned myself that all of Washington is corrupt and I am the thing in Washington that will take it back and prove that everything is, in fact, can be made right again.
Do we have anything else to say about James Comey? Boy, he sure has had a lot of words said about him this week.
Why are we adding to them? I listen.
I see where you're going with this, but I don't think that this tweet was did what you wanted it to do.
It didn't. In fact, I had somebody who was like, "How dare you? How dare you suddenly want James Comey to be president?" And I was like, "What in that tweet said that I wanted him to be president?"
Yeah.
Look, I want anybody who's not Donald Trump to be president right now.
Well,
and listening to James Comey, it's like, well, that guy's reasonable and understands how government works.
Like articulate, and, has some government experience.
Yeah, and he's very tall.
I mean, that seems to be Donald Trump's only qualification.
Yeah, that does seem to help.
If we're deciding which one to delete, I might put that one in the list.
In the list?
Yep.
All right. Here's this photograph of Pauly Shore with baby Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's
great. That's very good.
That's really good.
Catherine, I need you to watch this video.
Is that I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
Can I just clip that moment out of this video?
Yeah.
This, like, very just angry womp, Jamie womp, Oliver womp. Looking guy.
Jamie. I should have called him Jamie Oliver in my tweet. The knife. Why does Doug have a knife?
Oh, because he was. That's just his pocket knife. He was cleaning his fingernails.
But he's clearly holding it like he's going to stab Jamie Oliver.
He's just holding it.
He's like, that's how he expresses himself. He's like, I'm going to stab Jamie Oliver. So I went frame by frame on this. And one of the things that I noticed was the weird circles.
They were clearly playing game.
They were
playing. It got a little heated.
They were playing the game Headbands. It is like a children's game.
It's such a definitely children's
where
game.
Where you put a thing on your head and you have to guess what the other person is. And I guess one of them was a princess, maybe?
Or a witch.
Or a witch. And that's, it all came down, I'm just like, what? Why is there a knife involved in a headbands game? It should be a knife-free zone.
I mean, I don't see any children in that,
no,
in that game.
No.
Why are these adults playing that
game? I don't know. Somebody were down in to have some fun. Get really drunk and play headbands and stab each other.
Something.
So thank you to the person who figured out what those weird blue circles were. It was Ashley, who lives in Missoula. Thank you, Ashley. That helped. All right, top tweet of the week, Catherine.
Oh my God, really?
My top tweet of the week.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I guess it has all the things that Twitter wants.
It was by far my top tweet of the week. Back in 2011, this is going to take a while to explain.
Okay.
The guy named Remy Gale asked Neil deGrasse Tyson a question. Mm-hmm. That question has been lost to history. We don't know what it was.
Right.
But he... Neil responded, "You ask if ejaculating in space propels you? Solid, liquid, or gas? Any part of your body comes out, you'll recoil." Now, Catherine, can you explain to me the other part of this joke that happened in My Brother and Me, the podcast?
Sure. They were talking about whether somebody had ever had sex in space, and mm-hmm. they went on a very long, circuitous route, and then Griffin comes out with... Well, you know, when you nut, it push you backwards.
So,
and then they went off on that for about 5 more minutes.
They talked a lot about nutting in space and the fact that it push you backwards.
Just really that phrase, when you nut, it push you backwards.
Just that over and over again.
Yeah, just that.
And so somebody found this Neil deGrasse Tyson tweet, posted it on the Mabim Bam subreddit, which I follow. And I was surprised to find that no one had made this joke yet on Twitter. So I wrote, "So when you're not in space, it pushes you backwards," in my quote tweet to Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I would say that it's got 24,000 likes and 5,000 retweets. And my guess is that the majority of those people don't know about the Mabim Bam thing, which makes me uncomfortable in that they think that I use the word nut. Like, just normal.
Right, yeah.
Would ever do that.
Yeah, I know. that's not really your level.
Yeah, like, a number of people were like, "Okay, so Hank says nut." And I said, "Well, not usually."
And then this person said, not usually? No, no. But then this person, the good response was, unless.
Unless.
That's some Bim Bam joke, you guys.
Apparently, this is just turning into a McElroy appreciation podcast, especially this episode.
Happily go there. That's I would love to. Why didn't we just do that podcast?
I mean, why are we even making a podcast? Just go listen to the things that they make.
So we could do the McElroy zone.
Nobody likes this anyway.
Catherine read one negative review on iTunes and she's so over it.
Someone really didn't like the way we talked about hiring practices.
It's true. It really turned them off the whole pod. Oh my God, Catherine, there's so much more of this. We're going to have to, okay, we're going to go through the second half of the week real fast here. Earlier in the week, I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race and I tweeted to Carson Kressley that I really liked his...
You said suit, but it's not a suit. It was just a jacket.
Okay, well, I really liked his suit. I said, where did that freaking suit come from? And he tweeted that it came... He retweeted at me, the designer's name.
Hmm.
And I was like, look, Carson Kressley.
Yeah.
He tweeted me on Twitter.
You know, he likes clothes, so that's his... He's interested in that.
And then last night... I don't remember how I ended up tweeting this, but Catherine and I were hanging out on the couch... And doing something?
I think we were eating ice cream sandwiches.
We were eating ice cream sandwiches.
And watching a YouTube show we enjoy.
Yeah, okay.
And I was getting under a blanket and I wanted to put a pillow under my head and Hank for some reason thought I was just trying to have him put the pillow somewhere.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
give me that pillow back. Yeah. I was using that pillow.
And then you said, I'm getting comfy. And then I said, everybody in the club getting comfy, maybe.
Mm, no? Yeah, that's not how I remember it.
And then Catherine said, everybody in the club getting comfy. And then I said it louder.
Yep. Then you tweeted it.
That's what I mean by said it louder. Yeah. I said it so loud that tens of thousands of people heard it. So that one also did well. People really liked that sentiment.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the song Tipsy, and mm-hmm. I found that in the version that was on the CD rather than the radio, does not say club. It says everybody in this bitch getting tipsy every time.
Wow.
Zero times does it say the club.
That is quite a difference.
It is.
Of a song.
Everybody in this bitch getting tipsy. And I'm like, well, everybody in this bitch getting comfy.
Everybody in this bitch getting tipsy. See, that's why.
Yeah. Sounds better.
Yeah.
It's a better internal rhyme.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I like the song better.
She likes the song better now because it has more bitches in it.
Everybody in this bitch getting tipsy.
And then I was shocked to discover that song came out in 2004.
Oh, well, this apparently our life is just rediscovering how old we are every day.
Yeah, well, Adam says that this is a thing. It's called pop song time distortion. You're like, once you're in your 30s, all music came out in the last 5 years.
Everything. Bahamen.
Bahamen, that's new.
Thong songs.
Everything by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, all them. Well, that's probably true. All those Adele albums.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Definitely. That's definitely in the past 5 years. Remix to Ignition.
Yep, pretty much. That's new.
That one's new. That's fresh.
That's hot and fresh.
It's a hot and fresh, tasty pizza.
Sweet out of the oven.
Just got delivered to my doorstep. It's like murder, she wrote. How?
In How? One way How? Is it like murder, I've never seen that episode.
Explain!
Once I get you out them clothes, it's like, oh, you're Angela Lansbury. I didn't recognize you with all your clothes on. This is very exciting. Can we get a photograph? Catherine had to stand up. Okay.
They're sore from working out. I'm an adult who works out now to maintain my the way my body works, mostly just so that I can walk around from room to room.
Yeah, it's not about looks anymore. It's about maintenance.
Functionality. I want to be able to stand up from my seated position for a few more years.
Yeah. Go from sitting to laying down to standing up.
Without hurting anything.
All of the different positions available. Yep. Oh, just want to keep them available for as long as possible.
That's right. Let's keep going. What are we doing? We get any more tweets, quotes?
I have great news, Catherine.
What?
You gonna do the theme song?
No. That. Do no no.
Oops! I tweeted at Trump. No, I didn't.
Oh, congratulations! Okay. Aye.
I didn't tweet at Trump this week, everybody.
Couldn't even get through it.
Yeah, it's too good. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think it's my first week.
Did you tweet a GIF at him?
I didn't tweet a GIF at him either.
Good. No. He doesn't look at his at replies.
I don't. Yeah. You know, I bet he does look at his at replies.
Really?
I don't know.
Think he's got that kind of time?
Well, what I don't think is if he did have that kind of time, he wouldn't have the self-control to not reply to his at replies.
Ah.
Which makes me think that he doesn't look at his at replies. Either that or he has been, like, somehow physically banned from replying to them. Like, there's some, like, program in his phone that doesn't allow him to look at or
if
reply to at replies.
Why don't they have that other thing?
But it doesn't allow him to tweet at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. This is a draft tweet from me. Shark Tank once asked me to be on their show and pitch 2D glasses. And I was like, oh no, I know when I'm the one with the dumb idea that all the sharks are going to laugh at. This is true. Yeah. Shark Tank once, and I decided not to tweet that because for a bunch of different reasons. Maybe it wasn't a good enough story. Maybe it seemed a little braggy that I turned down Shark Tank.
Yeah, have you ever been on entertainment television?
I don't know what that means. What is entertainment television?
Not the news.
Oh. No, I don't think so.
Not a news program.
No, I don't think I have. I for a while wanted to be on Wipeout.
That was a show.
Yeah.
What happened to that show?
I don't know. Probably it was too dangerous.
Probably
they stopped doing it.
Probably people kept getting hurt.
Yeah. And
that's possible.
Yeah. Here's a tweet I almost sent to Trump. So he at some point said that James Comey's memos are out and they show no collusion. And I wrote this and I did not send it. I just finished reading The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett and it showed clearly that there was no collusion. Just because, like, yeah, there are pieces of paper that don't have evidence of collusion on them. That's all. That's all my draft tweets.
Great. Great work.
And here's my last tweet for the week before we get to our viral tweets of joy. I just wanted to say thanks to Rachel Carson. She would have had a really great Twitter. Can you read some things that Rachel Carson may have tweeted if she was around to tweet them?
Okay. In every outthrust headland, in every curving beach, in every grain of sand, there is the story of the earth. As crude a weapon as the caveman's club, the chemical barrage has been hurled against the fabric of life. Those who dwell among the beauties and mysteries of the earth are never alone or weary of life.
So those are all great things that Rachel Carson could have tweeted. If you don't know who Rachel Carson was, she was a writer and conservationist and...
Scientist.
She worked for the government for a long time. She did a lot of ocean science, but also wrote some very influential books about ecology and the effects of mass, well, sort of like chemical altering of environments for human need. And a time when like that was basically sort of seen as not just sort of the status quo, but of like the great promise of the future,
mm-hmm.
that we would be able to alter. And like we had, and we have benefited greatly from, you know, nitrogen fertilizers and certain herbicides,
like,
and pesticides.
After the Green Revolution,
yeah.
Before the environmental movement really took off.
Yeah. And I kind of got the feeling from that tweet that people did not know a ton about Rachel Carson, but more that like we've kind of forgotten that era
that like led to the creation of the EPA and the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act, and how like rivers caught on fire and all of the birds were dying because we were using DDT agriculturally to not to kill mosquitoes, but to kill agricultural pests. And I'm very much of the mind of like, stop using the word chemicals to always mean something bad. I also understand that that's part of a legacy of this era in which we really thought way too highly of ourselves and our ability to change the world without like having negative, like long-term negative consequences, not just for the planet, but for ourselves. And that like sort of Rachel Carson's ability to bring that back around and say, what are the things about living on this planet that are worthwhile, and that nature is a big part of that. So big fan of Rachel Carson. If you ever have a chance to download a Rachel Carson audiobook or buy one of her books or just read stuff about her or listen to a podcast about her. I'm sure there are some.
Probably.
You'll learn all about it. That'll
probably
be great.
Probably lots.
Catherine, you didn't tweet a single thing this week.
Didn't?
Did not.
Not even any replies to anyone?
I looked, nothing.
Awesome.
Good job. Congrats. Congratulations. All right.
Successful week for me.
From the archives, my top tweet from 2013, this week in 2013, was, so far today I have laid in my bed and stared at my phone, champion of productivity.
Awesome.
So that was just not a very good tweet, and I was not as good at Twitter back then. Now I'd like to bring you our viral tweets of the week, Catherine. I don't know if you've seen this one yet, but dang.
I have not. Yeah.
Yeah. Catherine, do you want to learn this dance routine with me?
I don't think I mean, sure, but I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I can. I don't think I'm capable of that.
I think that with about a month of straight work, we could do it.
I'm worried for like my head.
Right.
And shoulders area.
I'm worried about my neck and back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
my knees and ankles.
Like my
you know.
Yeah.
My
I'm worried
hips
about my
and
joints.
Groin.
I'm worried about my body.
Yeah.
Let's just yeah.
So this was
I want to do that, but yeah. I just do not think I have it in me anymore.
This is a video of a woman who, I don't know, she looks like she's standing in her like student
looks like
union
a dorm,
or
yeah.
library or something. Yeah. Not student union, but like dorm, yeah.
Yeah, like her dorm.
Dorm common area.
Common area.
And she has learned the choreography from Beyonce, of Beyonce's Coachella performance. I said the reason I've said that so many times because I said Coachella.
Yeah.
For a long time before someone corrected me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's not Coachella, you guys.
No, it's Coach.
Coachella.
Coach.
And here's our second one. It's a baby.
Why is ice cream so funny?
An Australian baby, apparently.
Nice.
Oh, it's got such a sweet little mouth. It wants more ice cream, please.
Ice soft serve. Oh, man.
Oh.
That'll do it every time,
just
man.
Just a really good laugh.
Why is ice cream so funny, baby?
I don't know.
It's all worth it. If you want to check out our all of what we talked about this week on Delete This, you can go to Delete This Pod on Twitter. Where we have a Twitter moment that will contain all of the things that we talked about and some things that we skipped, including those two viral tweets, which of course just listening to them isn't going to do you as much good as seeing this baby's beautiful laugh eyes. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. I love babies, man.
Yeah, what the hell?
Our baby had a really good day today. We went out to the park and we rolled around and he walked off into the field and sat down by himself and was an independent little guy and looked at some grass by himself for not 10 minutes,
it was
but
all like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
he like stood up and he walked back over and he was like, "Oh, I did that."
Yeah,
you guys, thanks for
waiting for me so I could spend a little time alone. And then he came up and he like patted Catherine on the knees. And he was like, let's play now. Yeah. I just needed a little time alone.
It's amazing.
Oh, God, it's so good. And earlier today, so there's construction going on in Missoula right now. Yeah. And
well, it's construction season.
It's construction season.
It's no longer winter.
Yep.
No, it's construction season.
And so there's a bunch of backhoes around. And we've walked past these backhoes a few times, and we're going down toward the backhoes. I think that's what they're called, backhoes?
I think there are some excavators and a... But there's an excavator, there's a front end loader, there's like a little skid steer.
Mm-hmm. Excavator, you are correct. Look at you, Catherine, you know all of them.
Well,
this one's only $30,000.
I did do excavators in my
work. You did do that
too.
In your work. So we ended up turning before we got there, and he started crying, and we were like, what's wrong with Oren?
And I was like, oh, he thought we were going to go walk past those big diggers.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about them all the way up here. And then we turned and we didn't go look at them. Yes. He was
He
mad.
Was really mad.
He was mad, so mad and sad.
Oh. But yeah. We had to get him lunch. And then after we got him lunch, then we went and showed him the diggers. So he's got his own little opinions now.
Yeah.
Really great. I'm going to read one last review of our podcast, and I'm going to read it from, this is from I'm Atlanta Blue, finally, it says. Ever since Catherine guest starred on Dear Hank and John, I've wanted her and Hank to do a podcast together. Catherine has an amazing personality and is such a joy to listen to, and so is Hank, of course. I can't wait to hear more. That's very sweet,
That's
Atlanta Blue.
That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Right above the solid meh.
Catherine, thank you for podding with me.
Sure, I am happy to do it. This one took a little bit longer than I was hoping, but
yep.
That seems to be the case for all of them. It was a less eventful week than some others.
You mean in terms of like the news of the world or in terms of my Twitter?
Your Twitter, mostly. Well, I don't know what's going on in the news of the world.
I mean, that whole thing of like Theophrastus Bombastus, I tweeted about that instead of tweeting about Michael Cohen being frickin' Sean Hannity's lawyer.
Right.
Because I just
felt
really overwhelmed by that news story because I didn't know what it meant and I still don't really.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like, can you believe the news? And I'm like, I mean, I can believe it, but like tell me why I can't.
Right.
What is the thing I'm not supposed to believe?
What does it mean?
Yeah. I don't know what this means.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, okay.
Yeah, now we're talking about it. That's not what I meant. Yeah. That's not what I meant to have happen. I didn't really want that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking lately about the different ways that you and I respond to stress. I respond to stress by being like, tell me more about the stress. I want to dive in and understand the pieces and discuss the stress and tease the stress apart and experience more of the stress. Now that I have stress, I would like to increase the sensation of stress inside of me so that I can feel as if I am acting against the stress, but really I'm only experiencing more stress. And you're like, I'm gonna leave.
I'm like, where's a kitty cat? Somebody show me, quick.
quick,
show me a kitty cat. I'm going to wash a dish.
All right, Catherine, thank you for potting with me. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave a review on iTunes, that's always appreciated. You can tweet at us at DeleteThisPod. And you can also find me at Hank Green and Catherine.
Don't worry about it. Hashtag Pipels.
Hashtag Pipels if you want to get our attention.
The music is by good old Andrew Huang. Check him out.
Thank you for listening.
See you later when we're doing this again next week. Because I think that's going to happen. Impending nuclear apocalypse, eh? Well, here at Arby's, we're going to do what we always do. Wait for our inevitable deaths. Enjoy Arby's.